Hello, everyone, and welcome to Reefer Rhetoric. Stop the political propaganda.
Quit it. Stop it.
As usual, I'm your host, Dean Schwag.
I'm Professor Blunston.
This is episode 20 of the show, and today is Tuesday, May 8th, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us. Show notes are available on our website at reeferrhetoric.com, and you can send emails to reeferrhetoric@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at Reefer Rhetoric and find us on Facebook. Also, for those wishing to share a story, feel free to call and leave a voicemail at 254-307-2872 and we'll be happy to consider playing it on the air. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes, pass us around to your friends, and take a brief moment to roll up a review on the Reefer Rhetoric iTunes page. All right, guys, as usual, our first segment is True Facts. Let's give it to them.
All right. Zero deaths, zero overdoses. Fact.
Our next fact is statistics show that over 40% of Americans have ever used marijuana, while only 1.3% have used heroin. That's a pretty poor conversion rate for a gateway drug.
Fact. According to the 1995 review prepared for the World Health Organization, there has been zero deaths, zero overdoses, and the consumption of for a legal dose is so high that it cannot be achieved through usage. Fact.
All right, guys, our second segment is Spoken Words from Professor Blunston.
This piece is entitled We the People. To all the governments from coast to coast, you forget we the people put you in office. We the people will impeach you from office. We the people have spoken. We the people are tired of the broken promises. We the people will not listen to the analysis produced by antagonists talk about the abstinence of cannabis / hemp. We the people know the working of this miraculous plant that eases the paralysis patient's pain and have voted unanimous on cannabis and hemp. We the people. Peace. One love. All praises due to the Creator.
Thank you very much, Professor Blunston. You guys can follow Professor Blunston on Twitter at Prof. Blunston, and he can also be reached by email at profblunston@gmail.com. All right, guys, our third segment, as usual, is political propaganda, where we break down stories and more. Again, any of the stories we discuss can be accessed in the show notes at reeferrhetoric.com. First thing we'd like to do is do a recap of this weekend's trip to both Austin and San Marcos. First, we were at the Austin March, the Cannabis March, and what do you want to say about that, Blunston? I mean, I will lead off by saying I was disappointed, guys. I was very disappointed. There's got to be a bigger outcome at these events. I know it was hot as hell. Trust me, I know that. But you know what? That's no excuse. You've got to get out there and fight for your rights.
But that was only here in Texas, because that I saw on Facebook, the pictures that was posted from other cities and in other states, I mean,
I'm sure the outcome was great.
Yes, the outcome was great.
Props to people in the other states. I'm disappointed here in Texas. Here in Texas, it's almost speechless, because last year there were probably 300-400 people, and this year to have half that many? What? So the momentum's getting stronger, but we've got less people showing up. How does that make sense?
Well, you never know what sort of pressures were put on these people. But one thing that really I expected it anyway, the media, Fox actually showed up, okay? Mm-hmm. And I pretty much figured they would be the only network that would show up and actually give coverage, okay? But why is it that in the media, when they show up to events, even though they find the intelligent people and they actually get intelligent interviews, but they seem to always find the Tyrone, the Laquita, the Bubba, and in this case, it was Paco, you know? They found Chico in this case, and when they found Chico,
his view of cannabis was high.
Well, first of all, when they did this interview, they even interviewed me. I was interviewed as well, okay? Right. I was interviewed as well.
And, of course, it did not make the cut, which doesn't make sense.
No, it didn't make the cut, but they showed. But they was there. My sign was there. I mean, they showed.
Well, at least that was there.
Yeah,
I mean, credit where credit's due. Thank you, Fox.
That was there, okay. Yeah, but other than that,
the reporting was
talked to Chico, and Chico was basically like, and I'm serious, because he said, you know, my friend, no, he didn't say that. He said, you know, I not think that it should be legal. I not think it's good for you. I think that if you smoke it, it makes you look bad. It makes you look ugly. That's exactly what he said. If you don't believe it, go to Austin Fox 7 Marijuana.
Yeah, I knew he'd said
March.
Something about that looking
and
older
and
stuff. And
if you
like,
watch
really?
That video, you will see he specifically said, no, I know stinkers should be legal. And, okay, so I'm thinking to myself, how and why would Fox put that? I mean, this is a positive, you know, we're trying to get rid of all the negative propaganda that you all, the media, the government has put out with out any significant research by no means. Now all this research, all this positive research is now coming out because it's been done overseas and elsewhere. So now it's now coming out. You have books and people, you know, such as your Stephen Foxes and your, you know, your Paul Armitanos and your Dr. Julie Holland and your Mitch Earlywines and Michelle Alexanders and
Robert Platshorn. I mean, we
and
could go
Robert
on and on.
Yeah,
and on.
Yeah. And information
is there.
Plenty of information is out there. Okay, so
these reporters out there need a. It's bullcrap. I'm just going to say it the way it is. You know, Josh Schimberg was saying the Austin American Statesman reporter wouldn't even give him the time of day. Just kept asking, why are you telling people to break the law?
Well, but you know, I do say, now Fox did let Cheyenne, they let Cheyenne's interview get on. And Cheyenne is the coordinator for the Austin Women's Alliance here in the Texas Women's Alliance, okay? And they let her go ahead and speak, and they put that piece on, but it's like they put her piece on, then they put two other gentlemen piece on, okay, but then
the guys
they,
that I saw
it's like they
that's
had
right.
to put Chico.
Right, and it's like we said, you know, they want to have it both sides, but this is a pro-cannabis rally. This is talking about waking up to the facts, and they're still going to put
all the negative propaganda has been out there long enough, and the people are now have woken up. And they know what, I mean, they actually understand. They know, and then what gets me is here it is, okay, now something else I want to say about this, and we're going to move on, okay? Now, here it is, people. The American government and some of the American people have literally waged war on nature, okay? Mm-hmm. You're not going to win. You can't win, okay? And the reason is because it's nature. So what is happening is if you keep waging war on nature, she has already started basically leasing out back at you. We had 21 tornadoes just sweep through from Kansas through Oklahoma down to Texas here recently. Mm-hmm. True or false?
True. Very
okay?
true.
Okay? So if you keep messing with nature, she's going to show you, and that is what's going to happen. So for the American government, for the government that's listening out here to this show, because we know you're listening to our show, okay? I mean, we already know this, okay? Yeah. So nature is going to actually touch you up if you do not end this prohibition on her, okay?
Well, and speaking of government officials possibly listening to this show, and we know it is happening, I don't understand why they roped off the shaded areas at that march either. I have to say something about that. I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. It was purposely done to make the people there feel as
uncomfortable
as possible. And in my opinion, we still won, but it's complete crap to me that you're going to try to make people's... Apparently, too, the next day for the Ron Paul event, it was not roped off. People were allowed to stand in the grass. So that shows me even more so that it was directed against the cannabis rally. It was against the cannabis march. They purposely did that. But moving on, guys, as usual, we've got to move on. Here's what we want to talk about next. After we did this march, I went off to the after party in Austin, and Your boy Blunston got to go over and MC an event over in San Marcos. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, it was a thing of God. Yeah. I was actually invited to the Texas Music Theater. I want to give a shout out to the promoter who did the show, Adam Brewer. He did a wonderful job. The show, actually, people, it was the third annual San Marcos River Reggae Festival, okay? And the headlining act was the legendary relative, Alex Marley, okay? The legendary Bob Marley's relative, Alex, was there, and I enjoyed. I had a great time with Alex Marley and the Raspas. And you know what? I also had a great, I had a fantastic time with Mr. Carlton Pride. He and the Black Zion, he and Mighty Zion, they are the original reggae band of San Marcos, Texas. And actually, Carlton Pride happens to be the son of the late, great, great country western singer, Charlie Pride. So this weekend, I had a wonderful time. And there was also the Raspas. That group, they were actually back up for Alex Marley that last weekend. But overall, I had a great time in San Marcos. And like I say, that was the third annual. So, of course, there's going to be a fourth coming up here. And I think
I
people
next
this
year the
ne- yeah, the next year at the same time.
And you speaking all, of that, get out to the freaking March next year, too, you guys here in Texas. Come on.
But, yeah, I had to at least give
and then go to the Reggae Fest.
And go to Reggae Festivals. And then not only that, but go to the Texas Music Theater in San Marcos.
Try to
go
to all of it
if
you
can. And go to the
River
Festival. Yes.
And it's all in the area. I mean, you can hit the after party in Austin and go to the Reggae Fest in San Marcos.
Oh, I also want to give a shout out to, I got a homeboy there in Austin. I want to give a shout out to my boy, Craig, he top flight security in the world, Craig. And then I met another guy, him and his sister. I didn't get the guy's name, but he was really, really cool. So I had a great time in Austin, and the rapper from Killeen, the little brother, I didn't get his name. I came in late as he was exiting the stage, but I ended up talking to that little brother. He's from Detroit. So Detroit listeners, you got a rapper down here in Killeen. Like I said, I can't remember his name because I didn't really catch his name. But
oh, it's all good.
Yeah.
Hey, still give a shout out.
He know who he is.
The Austin after party was good, too.
I'm sure.
It was a good time. I mean, I got to give a shout out to Flamingo Cantina over there on 6th Street.
I hate I missed that. I mean, but
they had the Pecan Festival going on.
All that
and
was going on.
I didn't see a single pecan being sold. I saw a lot of alcohol being consumed. But,
right.
You know,
right.
I mean, you didn't even have to go into a bar on 6th Street this weekend to even consume alcohol. It was out there in tents being sold, daiquiris, margaritas, all that stuff.
And you know what, people, when these events are going, you see, a lot of times Swag and I don't like to have to split up, but certain times, I mean, it's like we try to make it, which we really try to show up at one event, then try to leave and go to another. But
absolutely.
When you're between Austin and San Antonio and there's something happening in between those
two
cities,
events, and it's two
man.
Major events, and especially when you were given an opportunity to go
right,
do that. I mean,
right.
that's wonderful.
Right.
That's
I was
great
approached.
We've had that experience and be able to share it with our listeners.
Right.
So
let's move on.
All right, guys, the first story, this one is very, very, very positive. It comes out of usatoday.com. I know you guys have all heard about this
by
now.
We hadn't had a positive story like this, and, I mean, you know, hey.
This is the biggest news in a long time.
And this is for the movement. This is for the movement.
Passes
this is,
medical marijuana bill.
Yes, this is a serious step for the movement. House Bill 53, I think it's House Bill 5389, or I think it was.
5389, it sure is.
What?
Cannabis doesn't affect the memory, my
Come
ass.
Come on, man. Give it to him, Swag.
All right. This is out of Hartford, Connecticut from the AP. Connecticut lawmakers' approval of the use of medical marijuana includes strict regulations for the cultivation and distribution in an attempt to avoid problems other states have run into when legalizing the plant for medical use. The bill, passed early Saturday by the state Senate, is headed to Democratic Governor Danelle P. Malloy, who said in a statement that he plans to sign it as he believes the law would, quote, avoid the problems encountered in some other states. 16 states in the District of Columbia have laws authorizing the use of medical marijuana. Since California passed the country's first such law in 1996, states have struggled with disorganized and clashes with the federal government, which considers the drug illegal and of no medical value. Quote, everything from California back is trying to get away from chaos, said Alan St. Pierre, the executive director of the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws. Advocates say the Connecticut proposal goes further than any other state in regulating the drug.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
This is what people are complaining about. And regulate it. You know, this is 17. Let's keep
this
moving
is
in
Connecticut.
The right
this is in the yeah. This is the great state of Connecticut. So I think other states are now, and that's on the East Coast. We needed the East Coast states.
We needed it, man.
Because now basically Jersey. Because remember we're talking about Jersey. So it's going to happen. It's going to go ahead and sweep it. And Connecticut is beautiful. I love being in Hartford. As a matter of fact, I haven't had a chance
to go out there. So.
I had a great time in Harvard. But see, what I wonder also up that way, that's where Mohican Sun Casino is. That's where the Mohican Sun Casino is. It's up that way. So I wonder how is this going to affect the Indian reservation, because they're having problems as well. They're having all our Indian brothers, they're having problems on their reservation,
week.
Which they should not be having any problems at all. They've had too many damn problems, okay?
And
this has been in their culture. Well, come on, people.
And it's like we discussed last week, too. They never even wanted alcohol on their reservations. It was brought there by the white man. I mean, I'll put it out there. I mean, the white man brought it there. They brought it with the casinos.
Exactly.
They did not want
exactly.
it there.
Right,
they didn't mind their casinos being there.
But
you know what's so wild is
you can only drink or buy the alcohol at the casino.
Correct.
You're not allowed on the actual reservation.
They just want to use the plants that are natural. We took their land. Let them live. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Y'all took their land. That's fucked. That's messed up.
I'm putting it out there. It's reality.
Right.
It's history. And people, again, like we say so many times, people that don't know the history, it repeats itself. Cannabis was once legal, and it's going to become legal again.
That's it. So, Paco, Chico, you just... You know, no, nothing, my friend. Let's move on.
This next story is out of TheRepublic.com. It's entitled Charlottesville Council Calls on State to Rethink Policies on Marijuana
Charlottesville, Virginia. Now, remember, we talked about Virginia because Virginia have the ABC Liquors, and they're going to control this cannabis riff, and this is a great story.
All right, guys. The Charlottesville City Council says it's time for the state to rethink its policies on marijuana possession. Media outlets report that the council adopted a resolution Monday night calling on the state to revisit sentencing guidelines for simple marijuana possession. It also proposes eliminating rules that suppose intent to distribute marijuana without evidence. Galvin says the council shouldn't use its, quote, bully pulpit to send mixed messages to children. The resolution also asked the General Assembly and the governor to, quote, give due consideration to bills that would decriminalize, legalize, or regulate marijuana like alcohol. This is exactly what we need. We talk about people stepping to the plate. You know what? The Charlottesville City Council members stepped to the plate.
Right. But then
the mayor and councilor Kathy Galvin opposed the resolution. The mayor says it would detract from community health, safety, and the welfare of citizens. Galvin, however, says the council shouldn't use, again, its bully pulpit to send mixed messages.
Yeah, but
to
who's
ya,
whoever mayor who's
the mayor.
Is- Sandra Hoosier, okay, she's got some issues.
Well, she's on the propaganda.
Around. She needs to move around. She knows nothing about it.
She's
she
up there with
around.
Artie. Quit Kevin Sabetting.
Yeah, you need to quit Kevin Sabetting, and you need, Mayor, you need to read the Marijuana, which I hate saying that word, but that's the title of the book. It's called The Marijuana Gateway to Health, and it's by Clinton Warner,
okay?
You need to read the book, okay? Let's move on, man, because she's out of her mind.
Let's move on, and this is another great one, guys. We're not going to play this entire clip, but if you want to check out the entire clip, you can when you check on the show notes.
But we are going to bring you
the stuff about cannabis.
Okay, yeah, but we broke this story first. If you heard our show last week, or even heard the last week's show last night on the Normal Show Live Network with Break It Down, Russ Belleville, you heard Dean Schwag and I endorse and actually give you this story first about former Governor Gary Johnson and retired Judge Jim Gray running for president. And now
they have the CPA Steve Collette running with them.
So hey, right. People.
He's up there as a mayoral candidate.
Hey,
correct?
People, yes.
So let's play this clip.
You all have gotten a lot of attention for this, Stephen Colbert, others. I've traveled the country a lot in D.C., Virginia, Appalachia, the Mountain West, all of these places. Very pro-legalization or decriminalization. Each of you has been vocal about regulating and controlling marijuana and your support for it. In some states, we have medical marijuana and decriminalization. In others, we have possession or distribution that's punishable with jail time. Judge Gray, can you give us a progress report on the Obama administration's handling of this issue?
What a disappointment. In fact, what hypocrisy. Before his election, I read Mr. Obama's two books, and he commented in print that he had, when as a social organizer in Chicago, used cocaine, used marijuana regularly. Then, when on the campaign trail, he said, well, did you inhale, you know, the old Clinton joke? And he said, I thought it was the whole idea. How refreshing, how wonderful. Now he is in office, and what happens? He actually instructs his attorney general to give that memo saying, as long as people in medical marijuana dispensaries are not in violation of state law, we're going to leave them alone. And then his own head of the DEA, in her confirmation hearing, says, oh, I'm not going to follow that. And now look what Obama is doing, actually attacking medical marijuana dispensaries that are working hard, hand in glove with local officials, doing it right, and now they're under attack from the Obama administration. I say, shame on him.
When I was asked the same Clinton question about did I inhale, my response was, I never exhaled. And I'm not trying to be flippant here about a very serious issue, and that very serious issue is the fact that 100 million Americans have smoked marijuana. I'm one of that group. Given the wrong set of circumstances, I'm behind bars. Well, guess what? We got 2.3 million people behind bars in this country, the largest category of those behind bars being there on drug-related offenses. This war on drugs needs to stop. And let's start with legalizing marijuana. Control it, regulate it, tax it.
Well, and if President Obama had been a young person living in Anacostia in D.C. and got caught, his future would be quite different.
George W. Bush, pretty much. Clinton, pretty much. You know, what's this going to do? A pretty good swimmer named Michael Phelps, too. And you know something? The only harmful thing to him about marijuana was being caught. It's a shame. The most harmful thing about marijuana, which I have never used, honestly, is jail. It isn't working. So hold adults accountable for what they put into their bodies doesn't work. What you do is hold adults accountable for their actions, but not what they put into their bodies. That makes perfect sense.
In California, we have over 70,000 arrests every year for marijuana. It's just a travesty. It's unjust. It's largely discriminatory, and it costs the state an unbelievable amount of money. There's a bill in Congress, H.R. 2306. It's co-sponsored by Barney Frank and Ron Paul, and it's a bill to end marijuana criminalization at the federal level. Let each state decide what they're going to do with respect to marijuana. They could prohibit it. They could allow it for medical marijuana. They could legalize it completely, or any of a wide range of possibilities in between. And that's sitting rotting in a committee that the ranking member is Henry Waxman, who's the incumbent congressman in my district. There's another bill in that same committee, which is there's a bill for medical marijuana, and there's a bill for hemp also in the committee, and it's dying in Henry Waxman's committee. We have an opportunity to allow each state to decide its own laws, become one of 50 laboratories of innovation to decide what works with marijuana. We incarcerate at 5 times the rate of most every other industrialized country in the world. How can we afford to do that and compete with other cultures when we're spending that amount of money incarcerating our people for doing something to their own body?
Thanks. If I were living in California, I would vote for Steve Collette.
Well, you speak of
there's only one choice.
You speak of incarceration, and in the Senate we have a bill that's been filibustered. And can you speak to that bill?
Well, there's a few heroes in the Senate, but there's one hero in particular, Senator Jim Webb, who has stood out fighting for a change in our criminal laws, and he has been outspoken for a long period of time. I support his bill to try to change our criminal laws.
What's the largest cash crop in the state of California today? It's marijuana. You know, I sentenced several people for being under the influence of methamphetamines when I was still on the bench, And they told me at time of sentencing, you know, Your Honor, my drug of choice is marijuana. I bought it from the same person regularly. One day, unbeknownst to me, they sold me some marijuana laced with methamphetamines, and I got myself hooked. I think to myself, you know, that's an issue we can and should address. I don't believe in smoking. I think it's very harmful for the user. But at least when you go to your local mini-mart and buy a pack of Marlboros, you're going to know it's not laced with methamphetamines. These are harms we are inflicting upon ourselves because of this marijuana prohibition. And by the way, don't listen to us so much. The Office of the Attorney General said that if we were to regulate marijuana like wine, we could save tens of millions of dollars every year in California alone and, listen to this, generate hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue that honestly now are going to whom? Mexican drug cartels and pretty much every juvenile gang in the state. What's the matter with us? Let's regulate marijuana like wine. Let's vote for Steve Collette for Congress. By the way, let's vote for Governor Gary Johnson for president. And I'm there too.
Vote for Gary Johnson for president. Vote for Jim Gray's
advice.
And those in California,
get your asses out there and vote for Steve Collette as mayor. This guy is a man. Man. All three
you
of these guys are on.
And they're not just bumping. No, they're not just bumping. They would not just bump and, you know, this is what they're saying. I mean, you got to remember, kind of Obama, he was talking about it, but he wasn't laying it out like this, okay? No. He was making little jokes about it and so forth, and so everybody thought, yeah, well, he's going to be cool. Yeah, well, he's black, and he's going to be making jokes. He smoked. Yeah, he's going to be cool. Man, these men right here, okay, you got a judge who say, hey, I've never smoked it, but, hey, I know what's going on here. This needs to be over with. We're wasting too much money. I see what kind of money it could be made. And come on. They're the three we need. Those are the three men we need.
Let's move on. All right, guys. This next portion of the show is brought to you by Gilligan's Smoking Stuff out of Waco, Texas.
For the finest water pipes in Central Texas, come by and visit Gilligan's Smoking Stuff located at 916 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco, Texas. Or come visit us on the web at www.hotsmokeshop.com. For all your fine discraft needs, come by Gilligan's Smoke Shop. For novelties, come by Gilligan's Smoking Stuff. For your finest hookahs, water pipes, and pipes, we just say no to imported crap. So come see us at Gilligan's Smoking Stuff located at 916 South Valley Mills Drive. Or you may call us at 254-732-4868.
All right, guys, as usual, that brings us to our fourth segment, the Reefer Rhetoric Awards. All right, first and foremost, the anti-cannabis politicians of the week go to...
Let me ask you this, why we always got to get them scumbags? Why we always got to make them scumbags to give them the first award? Because they're scumbags, right?
They are scumbags.
The first award goes to the RDP administration!
And the Odrama administration! Yeah, you guys suck. Next, our pro-cannabis story of the week is Everything About Connecticut. You guys can check that link in the show notes.
Everything About Connecticut.
And final, this is why I like it first, because I like to end with our freedom fighters. Finally, our freedom fighters of the week go to...
Yes, future President Gary Johnson.
The Honorable Judge Jim Gray.
And the future Mayor of California.
CPA Steve Collette.
Yes, and the Charlottesville, Virginia City Council.
Props to you guys. All right, guys, that will wrap up episode 20 of Reefer Rhetoric. Stop the political propaganda.
Quit it. Stop it.
I'm Dean Schwag.
I'm Professor Blunston.
And we look forward to talking to you guys again next week.
All right.
The morning, if you find it offensive, beg my pardon. But this little fat thing, she a me darling. A little earth tree in my garden, yeah. It love the light in the morning. If you find find it offensive, take my warning. Yeah, this little fat thing, she a me darling.